in building relationships that last. It begins with improving one's self-esteem, looking beyond face value, and choosing the right partner. You too can have the marriage of your dreams.
It's time to marry. So, you are 40-something, your firstborn. By the time you are 50, your firstborn is 10. Your lastborn is just being born, probably. Or is 2 or 3. By the time you are 60, you have a child in primary school at 60. At 60. You have a child in primary school at 60. Papa, what happened?
I brought my bikini to primary
school. Will you be carrying him or will he be carrying you? Is what I want to know. Butterfly. Be waiting for butterfly. Life operates, life was designed in seasons. Do you know now if you go to primary school, the chair itself is not designed to carry somebody as big as you? Because that's not the season of life for you. You can't force yourself into those chairs. Life is designed in seasons. It's not every time that it's convenient to do some things. When your mates are resting from, they have their children are grown and all that, that's when you are still chasing children. You are still doing sleep, changing nappy, pricing pampers. Even me, as I'm here, I have friends that their kids are in secondary school. So I know what it's like to be behind schedule. So your own is not even by problem. You are just by yourself delaying. Let me try and get to why good girl, because I've been talking to men. Oh man, but I set you free from that spirit of delay. Set you free. Set you free. You can't set up your children like this. It's a setup already. You are setting them up. Setting them up. And the world is changing at such a fast rate now. The rate at which the world is changing is so fast. People will lose their jobs like anything the world we are entering, because technology, one app can sack 1,000 people today. One app. I get what I'm saying? I can give you statistics if you want. Before, the only way to sell clothes is by getting shop. Today, people sell more clothes online than they do physically. Am I correct? Meaning people are going to lose their jobs. My friend that owns a clothing line says he makes more sales on Konga and the rest than he does in his shops today. When we're young, greeting card was big business. Today, who does greeting card? When we're young, calendar was a big business. Today, who prints calendar? Because there's calendar in every device now. And you don't want to get your children started. You want to be 60, lose your job. Your children in primary school. Say, Papa, what are you going to say? And then butterfly, they fly. Look for a good girl and marry, you'll be fine. You know why? Let me say this. Let me explain. I need a volunteer. I need a volunteer. Let me use married people. Yes, Mr. Shuba, come. Fumi, come. This will help somebody. Abigail, do you have power? Shade, come. Shade, come. You look single because you're cute, so you can pass. I need one more guy. Wale is too far. Is Wale around? He's not around. Femi, come. Let me use Femi. Four of you just stay. Come. Now, this is single guy. Let's assume he's single. He's not single, but let's assume he's single. Single guy. This is married guy. He marries her because of butterfly. There was a spark. He saw her. He was shaking. He had epilepsy when he saw her. All those things that guys are waiting for. He blew his mind. She has charm. She has beauty. They marry. Two of you, come and stand here. Two of you. They marry. Stay there. These two, no spark, but the girl makes sense. The girl head correct. She loves the Lord. She's doing something with her life. She's respectful. She's homely. She's a good girl. Eh? No butterfly. They marry. 10 years after. 10 years after. Both these relationships will be running on the same thing. It will not run on butterflies. It won't run on excitement. These two marriages, 10 years after, will run on the same thing. Commitment. Excitement will not last. I give it 1 year if you try. People that are married today are not married based on excitement. They are married based on commitment. Because what love is, our generation, unfortunately, we have been trained to believe that love is a feeling, love is a something. When you hear music, it's something that do you. That's not what love is. Love is a commitment. Whether you marry her now by butterfly or you marry her by because her head is correct, at the end of the day, the fuel you will use to be running that marriage is the both the same thing. Commitment. The only challenge is that if you started by excitement and you are not ready to switch to commitment, this one will suffer more damages. Because this one, this guy is waiting for excitement. Excitement has left. Excitement never lasts. Except you are a baby. If you are grown, if you are up to 15 or 20 years old, by now you should have known excitement doesn't last. Everything you did for the first time, by the time you do it for the 10th time, it's never the same. It's the law of diminishing returns. It's obvious. If you eat one food today, by the time you're eating that food the next day, it's not the same. If you eat one plate of rice now, the second plate, you see, is as sweet as the first plate. That's the same day, the same minute, same table. Then you think you marry one woman, you'll be excited the way you, from the first day you met her to the last day you met her. It's commitment that will make any marriage work. In fact, it's commitment that will make any relationship to work. Even the one with your normal friends, the one with work. The first day you went to work, were you not excited? By the end of the year, were you feeling the same way going to work? You were dragging your legs. Thank you, guys. You can sit down. So for somebody to be in a church like this where there are loads and loads of good women and you are 40 and you say you're still looking for the one, my brother, something's wrong with you. Let me see if I can enter the message because I've already finished preaching. We can even close. 1 Samuel 25. This story, why good girls marry wrong, was developed from 1 Samuel 25. There was a very good girl here called Abigail, but she married a fool. So, and Abigail was an incredibly smart woman. Incredibly smart woman. And you wonder, why would a smart woman like this marry a fool? And that's what we're going to deal with now. The reasons why a good girl can marry a fool.
Hi there. Can I invite you to church? Any of these Sundays on the mainland, we have service starts for 7:30 a.m. and second service for 9 a.m. The venue is Fagem's bus stop behind the PFCN office at Amoodo in Lagos. And if you stay anywhere on the island, our service on the island starts for 10 a.m. The venue is right beside Meadow Hall Schools, after third roundabout in Lekki, Lagos. I look forward to seeing you there. You'll be my special guest for this.
Abigail was an unforgettable woman. Abigail was so smart, so sharp. In fact, let's see what it said about her. 1 Samuel 25, verse 2. Let's start from verse 2. He said, and there was a man in Maon. Are we there, guys? And there was a man in Maon whose name was what? There was a man in Maon whose possessions were what? In camel. And the man was what? Very great. In those days, when I say the man was very great, it means he was very rich, was a big boy, very great. You understand that? He was very great, and he had what? 3,000 sheep, and what? 1,000 goats, and what? He was sharing his sheep in camel. He was a big boy. See verse 3. He said, now the name of the man was what? Nabal, and the name of his wife was what? Abigail, and she was what? A woman of good understanding. It was a good woman. He said, and a what? And of a beautiful countenance. He said, but the man was what? Churlish and what? Evil in his doings. Churlish means he had bad character. He had he was rude. He was crude. He was unpolished. He was ill-mannered. So, good woman married a fool. Married a bad man. How did it happen? These are some of the points we'll look at. How did it happen? In fact, I want you to see Abigail's testimony. After years of marriage to Nabal, see Abigail's testimony of Nabal. Jump to verse 25. See what Abigail said of her husband. When he was talking to David, she was talking to David. She said, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial. See what Abigail was saying of her own husband, that he was a man of Belial. Man of Belial. Belial means Satan. That means, don't regard this devil. He said, even Nabal, that's his name, say, for his name is so is he. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. Nabal means foolish. So she too agreed she married a fool. How did she arrive there? How did she successfully marry a fool? I'll give you 7 points quickly. Why good girls marry fools. Number one, wrong beliefs. Wrong beliefs. And these good girls marrying fools is a common thing today. As a pastor, I counsel women all the time. Good women that have fallen into the hand of a fool and they don't know what to do. Good women that have fallen into the hand of a bad man and they are stuck. I counsel people like that all the time. How did they arrive there? Number one, wrong beliefs. Some good girls have wrong beliefs. Being good is not enough to get good in life. Wrong beliefs. For instance, there are some girls that have the wrong belief that you can't have a good marriage. That you can't find a good man. So they say, I'll marry anything I see. Forget all these things they're saying about good marriage. All marriage is problematic. Let me just choose my own problem. Dear sister, marriage is a lifelong journey. Please take it with someone you will enjoy the journey with. Yes, the person will not be perfect, but you must make up your mind to go for the best available to you. You must make up your mind to look for basic qualities that will make you happy for the rest of your life. Wrong beliefs that it's not possible to have good marriages. I've heard people call other people and say, don't follow all those things they tell you in LDMO. There are no good marriages, so just marry any bastard you see. They don't use bastard, but that's the point. They are saying marry anyhow. Because if you are waiting for this great marriage, it won't happen. People that have rushed in have rushed out. Wrong beliefs. Some people have the wrong beliefs that there's no need for courtship. There's no need to know the person better. Just marry anybody you see. Marry quickly. No need for courtships. People have those mentality. Wrong beliefs. That you don't have to know the person. Wrong beliefs. That we don't need counseling. Wrong beliefs. We don't need to be submitted to any authority. Wrong beliefs. Those wrong beliefs are the first problem that you must deal with in your mind. You can have a good marriage. You deserve a good marriage. God made marriage to be good. One of the challenges you will face on your journey to marriage is that you will find out that everybody is a marriage counselor. Especially if they have married, they believe they are in a position to teach you or to give you advice. Listen to me, child of God. Always stay with the word of God. You know why? Because it was God that created marriage. Stay with the word of God. It's not bloggers that created marriage. It's not magazines that created marriage. It was God that created marriage. Follow God's opinion. Hallelujah. Wrong beliefs. Wrong beliefs. Second thing, why good girls marry wrong is because sometimes good girls marry for the wrong reason. Good girls marry for what? The wrong reason. What do I mean? I suspect Abigail first married this guy because she was rich. Because he was rich. Nabal was a rich guy. It's a common thing in this part of the world for a girl to marry a guy just because he has money. Oh, it's a big African problem because there's so much poverty here. Many girls are trying to marry out of poverty. So they will not even look at a guy that is trekking. They will not look at the guy two times. Say, he doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a car. Meanwhile, once an armed robber has a car, they don't care his character. Because he has material possession, the girl will be laughing and chasing him about and following him up. I didn't see you in church. I want to check if you're okay. Thank you. Clap for yourself. Follow up department that you is now. Praise God. Meanwhile, in developed nations, women are becoming presidents. In Africa, women are still looking for how to get money from men. There are many women that say, I cannot marry a guy that does not have money. If he doesn't buy me chicken, I cannot marry him. Your mates have poultry, a full poultry. You is one chicken that you are waiting for. It's an African problem. It's an African problem. Women abroad are becoming presidents. We have German prime minister is a woman. British prime minister is a woman. Soon coming American president is a woman. In Nigeria, girls are saying, if you don't buy me hair, that's what our own girls are talking about. If you don't buy me credit, come on, ladies, you are worth more than that. Don't marry for money. Why do you even think you can make it? Why do you think you can make something out of your life? Why do you think somebody must come and rescue you from poverty? You can walk, you are not handicapped. That's a big problem. I believe Abigail married that guy because the guy had money. Bad character, but he had money. He was the biggest suitor. He had 3 cars, 3,000 sheep. Big boy. Dear sister, stop looking down at some of these guys that trek. Some of them are millionaires in the making. Hallelujah. Look out for the ones that have potentials. Look out for the ones that have a vision for their lives. Look out for the ones that are serious. Hallelujah. Two of you can build together. Don't wait for a guy that is already rich. It doesn't always happen that way. Praise God. When I met my wife, I had nothing. If you see my picture that time, you will laugh. You will run. Not even laugh. Had no money, had nothing. Had no salary, nothing. That's when I met my wife. So, wrong reasons. Some people marry for the person's position. Some people marry for the person's gift or talent. In their mind, he's a star. He's a singer. He'll be singing in the house. In the morning when I wake up, his voice I will hear. You are joking. Oh, he's a pastor. You think every day he'll be preaching to you? Or he's an actor, he'll be acting in the house. The gift and the man are different. Praise the Lord. Some women marry, good women sometimes marry for the wrong reasons. Number 3, desperation. Good women marry out wrong because of desperation. We have all been there where we are desperate for something and time is running out. Time is running out and we can't wait anymore. My dear, I've discovered over the years, everything that is done in desperation is never a good decision. Anything done in desperation is never a good decision. Just be patient. Just be patient. Ask God for the strength to be patient. Don't go and enter one chance because you can't wait anymore. I'm tired of waiting. Desperation. Your parents are putting you under pressure. Your body is putting you under pressure. Your friends are putting you under pressure. You just go and marry. When people rush in like that, they rush out. Number what? Four. Good girls marry wrong when they allow emotions to take over. When emotions takes over discretion. When emotions take over discretion. When a guy is toasting you or you are just toasting the guy. There are some girls that are the one toasting the guy. They just like the guy and they are excited. When emotion has taken over, you are seeing the warning signs that this is a bad guy. The warning signs are there, but your emotions have covered your discretion. I've seen this one a lot. You have seen that the guy is stingy now, but because you are in love, you close your eye to it. All the things that cause problem in marriage, they were present when people were dating. But love blinded their eyes. You have seen he's a bitter now. He has slapped you once or twice now that you are dating. But you are saying, I'm the one that provoked him. He will change. You are ignoring the red flags. You are ignoring the red flags. Don't let emotions take over discretion. Don't let emotion take over what? Discretion. Every problem in marriage, it shows from the day, from the time you are dating. All the problems, they show there. Whether it's a cheater, it's a bitter, it will all show. During dating, during friendship, during courtship, all those things will show. Don't allow your emotions. That's why the cure for this one, for emotion not covering your discretion, the cure is to have counselors. When you have a counselor, your counselor is not in love with that guy. So he can tell you the truth. When you are emotionally involved, you are not in a position to give yourself good advice. As long as you are emotionally involved. In fact, even medically, they say it's not ethical for a husband to operate the wife. Why? He will be emotionally involved. So ethically, they don't like that. Anything, once you are emotionally involved, they believe it will affect your sense of judgment. Somebody get what I'm saying? A judge can't be the father or the brother of the accused. This case can never be truly judged. Are you here, somebody? That's how it is. When you are emotionally involved with someone, you are not the best person to advise yourself. Get a neutral person. Preferably not your friend, though. Somebody that is not emotional. Because your friend can be happy for you and is in love with the idea of you being in love. Just say, oh, I've already picked Ashwebi. Just marry him. Don't worry. Just marry him. Preferably like your pastor or a leader. Somebody spiritually mature that can tell you something without emotions being involved. Can tell you this. The person can ask you important questions that can set you free. There are some questions somebody will ask you about the relationship. You yourself, you will know what to do. Does it work? He said, he has been planning, he's planning to. He said, when did he finish school? 8 years ago. When did he start planning? 7 years ago. What part of the plan has come to pass? You see, sense will be coming to you. Because the person is not emotionally involved. If you are the one advising yourself, you are in a bad position to advise yourself when you are emotionally involved. Because you already like this person. Hallelujah. So get a neutral person that can tell you the truth to help your emotions to calm down. Is somebody getting this? Get a counselor. Your pastor. Your leader that is spiritually sound. He's not in love with the guy. He can look at the scenario and tell you word for word, this guy is stingy. This guy is a bitter. This guy has other babes. Hallelujah.
In building relationships that last, it begins with improving one's self-esteem. Looking beyond face value and choosing the right partner. You too can have the marriage of your dreams.
I believe your relationships have been strengthened by the message you just watched. I want to give you a chance to enter the most important relationship of your life, and that is the relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are watching me right now and you are not born again, I want to pray with you. Just close your eyes and say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you prayed that prayer with me, you are now born again. There are numbers on the screen. Please call the numbers. Someone will be willing to speak with you. God bless you.